This is Steve Shapiro. I am the National Legal Director of the ACLU. The fundamental principle is really very simple. We shouldn't be putting people in jail, holding with them without charges, denying them an access to a lawyer, and keeping them imprisoned indefinitely. And if we do so, the people who are subjected to that treatment should have the right to come into American court and protest the way they are being treated by the American government. That is the fundamental issue at stake in all the Guantanamo cases. That is the basic battle that has been waged against the administration for the past 5 years. And is that fundamental principle of fairness, that people shouldn't be locked up without the government having to explain why, and explain why to some neutral judge, that the administration has resisted and resisted strenuously 5 years. They have now been rebuffed twice by the United States Supreme Court, who said their manner of holding people in Guantanamo and trying them at Guantanamo was fundamentally unfair and unconstitutional. In November in this year, the administration was able to persuade Congress to essentially acquiesce and authorize what remains an unconstitutional system of detention. And the lawfulness of that latest chapter in the story, the constitutionality of the Military Commissions Act adopted by Congress just before the 2006 election, is now in court and is likely to arrive back on the Supreme Court's doorstep sometime next fall. And so we find ourselves today still fighting in court about the very fundamental issue of whether the detainees even have a right to go to court to protest their detention, which for many of these detainees is now reaching 4 and 5 years. And we still do not have a single decision from any federal court anywhere in the United States ordering the release of even a single Guantanamo detainee. There have been two significant decisions from the United States Supreme Court regarding the Guantanamo detentions. First, in 2004, the United States Supreme Court rejected the government's position that the Guantanamo detainees had no right to come to federal court and challenge the fact that they were being held. The Supreme Court said that they did. And then in 2006, the Supreme Court rejected the military commissions that the administration had established through executive order to try the small handful of people in Guantanamo who have been charged with war crimes, saying that the tribunals created by the administration were so fundamentally flawed and unfair that they could not proceed. Rather than accept those decisions, the administration has done everything in its power to circumvent them and persuaded too docile Congress just before the 2006 elections to enact a Military Commission Act that I think will go down in our history as a truly shameful episode. That statute essentially, once again, deprives most Guantanamo detainees of any meaningful opportunity to challenge their detention, and creates a separate system of war crime tribunals that most of the rest of the world, for understandable reasons, will not recognize as fair or legitimate. The constitutionality of both of those decisions is now being tested in the federal courts, and my guess is that we will have another Supreme Court decision next year that the administration will be told once again that they have acted in an unconstitutional fashion. Once again, they will have to start all over again. And in the meantime, another year will have passed, and we will have hundreds of people staying in Guantanamo without basic human rights and without the fundamental opportunity to come into court and challenge their detention. The detention of the Guantanamo detainees is emblematic of the administration's generally lawless approach to the war on terror. It is inconsistent not only with our own constitutional principles, but with fundamental principles of international human law that the rest of the world now recognizes and adopts. It has made the United States into a, I think, pariah nation in the eyes of the world, and has left us less safe rather than more secure because of the antagonism that the Guantanamo detentions have aroused. The administration, 5 years later, is continuing to take the position that it can keep people at Guantanamo indefinitely without any meaningful process to determine whether or not they present a threat to anybody, and without any immediate prospect of ever being released from Guantanamo until the administration decides in its own wisdom that it wants to let them go. That notion that the United States government can hold people indefinitely without a fair trial, without any opportunity for judicial review, is contrary to all of our most basic principles about fairness and due process. The right of habeas corpus is simply the fundamental right enshrined in our Constitution to come into court and challenge the fact that the government is holding you in jail without basis. Hundreds of Guantanamo detainees have now tried to take advantage of that basic human right to challenge their detention in federal court, because the government has yet to this day given them a fair opportunity to establish their innocence. The Supreme Court in 2004 ruled that the Guantanamo detainees have the right to come into federal court and force the government to prove their case against them. In the Military Commission Act, Congress, at the behest of the administration, took that right away and said that the detainees no longer had the right that the Supreme Court had acknowledged to come into court in a habeas corpus proceeding and challenge their detention, and instead limited the detainees to a very, very circumscribed and inadequate review process that begins with what I think is widely recognized as a kangaroo proceeding in Guantanamo itself, which the detainee can then challenge after the fact, but only on a very limited and unsatisfactory basis. What the Supreme Court granted in 2004, Congress to a very large extent took away in 2006. And now the legitimacy of that congressional action, the constitutionality of the Military Commissions Act, is itself being tested in court. And those cases are likely to arrive back on the Supreme Court's doorstep next fall.